Is it animal or mineral?
Is it a living American man?
Is it a musical instrument?
Is it as big as the river?
Does it rhyme with Wiener Schnitzel?
Yes, All America is playing 20 questions. In cooperation with the puzzle and game section of Paget Magazine, Mutual presents 20 questions. And here's Bill Slater.
Thank you, Bob. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 20 questions. Here's how you can play it along with us. You listeners have sent in subjects our questioners will try to discover in 20 questions or fewer. If your subject is used, you win a year's subscription to Paget Magazine free. And if your subject can't be named within 20 questions, you get Paget free the rest of your life, plus a grand surprise prize. Our mystery voice offstage in a soundproof booth will tip you people at home on what the subject is, while our studio guests here will know from a board that they alone can see. In other words, everybody will be in on the secret except our five eager questioners. Now this evening, our questioners are Fred Vandeventer, the well-known newscaster, Florence Renard, musician and teacher, Bobby McGuire, amazing 14-year-old schoolboy, Herb Palazzi, radio and motion picture producer, and our special guest tonight is the famous American conductor who has heard on many Mutual shows, Mr. Sylvan Levin. Very glad to have you here, Mr. Levin. Are you all set to play 20 questions with us? All right, fine. The conductor is ready, and I'm ready because I have a subject that's been sent in here by Paula Singer, whose home is in northeast Atlanta, Georgia, and our first subject tonight is animal.
This is the mystery voice Bill told you about. I'm telling you that the subject is Edgar Allan Poe's Raven.
Now the mystery voice has tipped you folks at home on what, as to what it is. Our studio audience knows, and here go our questioners after it. Vandeventer?
Is it a living American man?
No, it's not a living American man. Tough luck. Ms. Renard?
Is it a man?
Not a man. Vandeventer?
Is it a human being?
Not a human being, even. Ms. Blaise?
Well, is it a fictional animal?
It's a fictional animal. It's fictional, and it's animal.
Well, I got two for one.
Almost you did at that. Vandeventer?
Is it four-footed?
No. No. At least I never saw one with 4 feet. I don't think they got 4 feet. Bobby?
Is it a whole animal?
Yes, it's all of what it is, not just a part of it. Mr. Blaze?
Is it in children's literature?
No. No, not particularly. Vandeventer?
Is it a bird?
It's a bird. Vandeventer?
Was it written about in American literature?
Yes.
Was it the Raven?
It was Poe's Raven. Well, you gave me the bird that time. I thought I was going to get you. Subject number two is not quite so easy. It was thought up by Mrs. Darrell Williams, whose home is in Neptune City in the state of New Jersey. We're sending her a year's subscription to Paget because we're using it. And this subject is neither animal, nor vegetable, nor mineral.
The panel may get a hint from the calendar for this. It's spring fever.
This is not too hard to get, but I think it's going to be hard for you to get it. All right, here we go. Mr. Blazing?
Is it a ghost of some kind?
No, it's no ghost. Bobby?
Is this part of a title or a saying?
No, it's not part of a title or a saying. Not part of a very familiar saying, at least. It's something that we say a lot, but it's not in the part of a very familiar saying.
Is this recognizable by any of the five senses?
Yes, you can tell when it's around. Bobby?
Does it express any human emotion?
Almost the contrary, Bobby. Mr. Palazzi?
Would you recognize it if a skunk were around?
I don't know about the things that happen to skunks, but I don't think this happens to skunks. I'm not sure. Vandeventer?
Can you see it?
No, you can't see it. You see the results of it sometimes, but you can't see it. Mr. Renard?
Can you hear it?
Not usually. Vandeventer?
Is it a force of nature?
It's alleged to be, but it's not really. I don't think it is at all. Rather timely thing, as a matter of fact. Mr. Blaze?
Could you detect it with a mirror?
You might be able to. Vandeventer?
Do lovers enjoy it?
I personally don't think lovers ever get it. So, Miss Renard?
Is it something disagreeable?
I think it's fairly disagreeable. I believe some people enjoy it, though, but generally regarded as disagreeable. Bobby?
Would you say it to a person if you wanted to, well, say, insult him or something like that?
You might use it in insulting a person. That's not quite clear to me. You might.
I mean, this is clear to me.
How many questions so far? That's 12. They're late to go. Vandeven?
Does it have anything to do with doctors?
No. And doctors can't do much about it, I'm going to tell. Vandeven?
This is to amplify my other question. Is this a disease or an ailment of the human body of any kind?
Is that what you meant when you asked
that's
if it
right.
has something to do with doctors?
Yes.
I'm only going to charge you one question and say yes.
Is it a... Go ahead, Bobby.
Bobby?
Spring fever.
Spring fever?
Yes,
there
sir.
Goes my wager of the evening.
That's
I
wonderful.
Thought sure you'd miss that one. That's very good going.
Yeah.
Bobby's pretty smart, isn't he, Mr. Blazy?
I'll say. We're studying together, you know.
Oh, you and Bobby.
Yeah.
You and Bobby are.
He's studying to be a genius, and I'm studying to be a moron.
If I may say so, I think you're both succeeding. Here is subject number 3, thought up by Joseph Clifford, whose home is in Stevenson in the state of Connecticut. And we're going to let the people at home play this right along with us. In other words, we're not going to tip them off by the mystery voice. Let's see if you people at home can get it as quick as our questioners here can. This subject is animal. All right? The studio audience knows what it is, but nobody else. Now let's see how fast we can get it. Miss Renard?
Is it real?
Yes. Bobby?
Is it a man?
Yes. Miss Blazy?
Have I ever met him?
I doubt it very much. Miss Renard?
Is he living?
No. Vandeveni?
Was he an American?
No, he was not. Miss Renard?
Was he a European?
Yes, he was European. Vandeveni?
Was he English?
Let me change
that. Did he come from the British Isles?
He came from the British Isles. Miss Renard?
Was he a military figure?
No. Miss Blake?
Was he in the entertainment world?
No. Bobby?
Was he Scotch?
He was Scotch, Bobby. Vandeveni?
Was he a poet?
No, he was not. Bobby, again.
Was he a bandit?
No, no. Now, let's see how many questions that is. That's 12. We have 8 to go. Mr. Levin?
Was he a writer of any kind, of anything?
Not primarily known as a writer. No. He wrote a little bit, but I doubt if you ever read anything he wrote. Not primarily known as a writer, Mr. Levin. Vandeveni?
Was he a scientist?
In the strictest sense of the word, no. Not a laboratory scientist or anything like that. Bobby?
Was he an explorer?
Yes, Bobby, mm-hmm. He was. Question number 15. We have 5 to go. He was an explorer, and he was from Scotland. Those things have been established, Mr. Blazin.
Were the first 2 letters of his name Mac?
No, sorry, they were not. Vandeveni?
Did he exist during or following the time of Queen Elizabeth?
Following that time. To go back to amplify Bobby's questions, whether he was an explorer, he was an explorer, but that was not the whole of his professional preoccupation. Pretty big word. Bobby?
Was he also a military leader or
no.
a naval leader?
No. A little sorry to see you waste that question. I think I answered that once before.
Yes.
Oh, there are only
sorry.
2 questions left to get this very well-known person. Now they... That is really a sight, those 5 faces there looking at me. 5 maps of puzzlement.
Nice, quiet nothing place to spend a vacation.
Yes, it is. All right, now let's sort of concentrate, see if we can get this. Vandeveni?
Did his explorations take place in Africa?
Yes, they did, and there's only 1 question left. You get it, Vandeveni.
Livingston.
Dr. Livingston. It almost took you people as long to get Dr. Livingston as it took Stanley to find him, as a matter of fact. You didn't do so well on that, Mr. Blazy.
No, I'm not as sharp as Bobby here.
No. No,
Did I tell you we're studying geography together?
You and Bobby studying
yeah.
geography, for land's sake. Go ahead.
You know what our mark was last month?
What was that?
You'll be surprised. 98. He got 90, I got 8.
Yeah.
True.
All right, let's move to subject number 4, which Miss Doris Anderson of Waltham, Massachusetts, thought up. And because we're using it, she gets pageant free for a year. This subject is animal.
I'm speaking from offstage again, just to you of the radio audience. Bill's subject is Peter, Pumpkin Eater.
All right, let's get this animal. A lot of people sent this one in, so we used the one with the earliest postmark. Here we go. Find
a
bunny?
Is it a human being?
Yes. Mr. Renard?
Is he an American?
No.
Is he a fictional character?
Yes.
Was he associated with 40 Thieves?
No. You babbled out on me a little quick there, Mr. Pelosi. Mr. Renard?
Was he an American fiction?
No. No, that's 5 questions. Bobby?
European?
Fiction, this particular fiction had no nationality. Miss Renard?
Was it in children's fairy tales or something of that nature?
It was in children's literature, yes.
Was it in fairy tales, I ask you?
You want to make that all one question?
Yes, sir.
It was not in children's fairy tales. I think you euchred something out of me there, Miss Renard, but I'm not sure. Wait till I go back and examine myself.
But you evaded my question.
Oh, well, I have it now.
As a matter of fact,
I think you've got something on me then, Miss Renard. You made me admit it was in children's literature, and then you shoved that fairy tale thing. However, I bow to a sharp woman any day. Bobby?
Was it in a nursery rhyme?
It was in a nursery rhyme, Bobby.
Is his name preceded by the word little?
No. We have to jack you up now, won't we? Mr. Blasey?
Well, did he get great pleasure climbing a beanstalk?
I have to jack you up, too.
I thought you were throwing
a... Did he like any kind of meat?
Not particularly.
It wasn't Jack Spatz.
Mr. Levin?
Oh, it could be Jack Horner.
No, it wasn't Jack Horner. You've had this guy eating everything.
Well, you've got Jack all the way around the line.
That's right. Vandavani?
Was it established that it was a boy or a man? I didn't remember that that was established.
Yes, you got that out of me. It's a man in a nursery.
Was he a member of royalty?
No, he wasn't.
King Cole.
14. Wasn't King Cole, Bobby?
Was his first name Jack?
Oh, no. No. Mr. Renard.
Was he a rather foolish, dumb person?
Well, from what he did, I don't think he was so dumb. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a dumb person, Bobby.
Was he, in the nursery rhyme, did he get hurt or was he killed or anything like that?
No. That came out fairly well in the nursery rhyme. We have 3 questions left. Miss Renard?
Is his name given in the nursery rhyme?
Oh, yes.
And he's called by name?
Oh, yes.
That's not another question.
No, I'm only going to charge you 1 on that, Miss Renard. 2 questions left to get this nursery rhyme character. Now they are really working. Some of them are scratching their heads. Some of them are looking up at the light. Mr. Pelosi is standing over here. Moping his fevered brow, and Mr. Van Deventer speaks.
Moping is right. May I review again, please?
Oh, surely.
Was it established that he was a man as distinguished from a boy? That was established?
Yes, I gave away his sex. It's male.
But I mean a man as distinguished from a boy.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody asked that. And it isn't germane. Particularly. Miss Renard?
Then he could be a boy. Now, that's not another question.
No. No, I said he was a man.
We got that straight now.
Yes. Oh, sure. It's Renard and I getting things straight tonight. Well, we have 2 questions to go here. Let's get after this person. Nursery rhyme, man. Vandeventer?
No,
well, you can cut the tenseness with a knife here, but the clock ticks on. Tempest is fugiting on us, my friend. Bobby?
Did he end up with anything that is valuable? Or anything like that? I mean, did he?
In the first verse, I think he ended up with something that's very valuable. Yes? Yeah?
How many questions do we have
One
left?
One question we have left, Mr. Levin. Want to try it, Bobby?
Yeah, is it Tom the Piper's son?
No, I'm awfully sorry. It was Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Had a wife and couldn't keep her. Put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very, very well. Which I think is a lovely sign and story of domestic felicity. First, I'd like to award to Miss Doris Anderson, who thought up this one that stumped our questioners, her special surprise prize. In addition to getting pageant for the rest of her life, she is going to receive a 1946 table model radio. Well, what have we got on our minds, Mr. Vandeventer?
Well, I was just thinking it's only been a couple of weeks that Mr. Pelosi got Peter, Pumpkin Eater, only it was the wrong Peter.
Yeah, we were looking after another Peter that time. Who was that?
Well, that was the Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You are an appeaser, aren't you, Mr. Van Deventer? Let's move on to subject number five, which was thought up by J. Leroy Stoneburner, whose home is in Rock Island, Illinois. This subject is mineral.
The panel has 20 chances to guess the boiler of Robert Fulton's steamboat.
Now, this one's fairly difficult to get. I thought the last one was pretty easy.
Yeah, it was.
All right, here we go. It's a very hot question. Van Deventer?
Is this a class question?
No, this is a very specific subject we're after. Miss Renard.
Is this the mineral subject manufactured?
Yes. Mr. Blake?
Does it belong to a famous or a particular person? Is it known for the person who...
Known for the person to whom it belongs. That's three questions. Van Deventer?
Is that person an American?
That person an American, yes. Bobby?
Is he living?
No. Miss Renard?
Is this object useful rather than ornamental?
Oh, it's not at all ornamental and very, very useful. Quite useful. One of the few things that antique-seeking housewives have not made ornamental, Miss Renard. Van Deventer?
Does this have anything to do with the government?
No.
The person I'm talking about,
no.
Did he have anything to do with
no.
it?
No. No, not at all. Mr. Blaise?
Is it about the size of something I'd throw at an umpire?
You'd have to be a whole lot bigger man than you are to throw this at any umpire.
Well, I would have some idea of the size.
Yes. Much bigger than that. Van Deventer?
Was it colonial?
No. It was not colonial. So, in the period shortly after that. Bobby?
Was this used as a weapon or something for fighting?
No, this was not used as a weapon. Miss Renard?
Was it moved around or did it stay in one place?
No, it was mobile. Moved around. Bobby?
Did it move around of its own accord?
What'd you say?
Did it move around under its own power?
Glad there's nobody here to describe my face. It moved around. Yes. I think I have to say yes to your question, Bob.
Of its own power?
Yes. I don't want to make you think it was a mechanism with gears and stuff in it. Wasn't
it a means of transportation?
Was this thing a means of transportation?
Yes.
I have to say yes to that.
Mr. On LeVay? Water or on land?
I have to be in the yes or no category, Mr. Levin, but that's easy.
Am I asking two questions?
No,
is that what's
no,
wrong?
On water.
On water.
Bobby?
Oh, wait a minute. You said this was not fictional.
Van Deventer?
Was it a boat of some sort?
This thing itself was not a boat. That's 15 questions. We have 5 to go, Mr.
Was it a barrel?
Sir?
Was it a barrel?
Oh, no. You could...
Was it part of a boat?
It was part of a boat, Miss Renard.
Was it part of a very famous boat?
That's another question.
I know it.
That's right. We have 2 questions left. Miss Renard? Miss Blaise?
Was it a part of the Monitor or the Merrimack?
No, it was not a part of that boat. This is a part of another famous boat, and there is 1 question left. Want to try it, Mr. Levin?
I'll try for the Constitution. Part of the Constitution.
I'm sorry, that's 20 questions. What were you going to try, Miss Renard?
I was going to say the iron sides of the Constitution, so that would be wrong, too.
That would have been wrong, too. You'd have all been on board ship without a destination. Well, Mr. J. Leroy Stoneburner of Rock Island, Illinois, wins a grand surprise prize because the subject was the boiler of Robert Fulton's steamboat. It's a fairly tough one. And in addition to Paget Magazine free for the rest of his life, Mr. Stoneburner is going to get a 1946 model portable typewriter. Congratulations to you.
Now, I think he ought to send us a Stoneburner.
I know it. Mr. Stoneburner got the boiler on you. Now, here is our number 6 subject. Mrs. Clifton S. Dunn, whose home is in Dallas, Texas, thought this one up. And this one is not so hard to get, I'm sure. It's vegetable.
This is the Mystery Voice once more with the subject... Rolling pin.
All right, here we go after this one. Who wants to try it first? Mr. Palazzi?
Well, would I give it to my wife?
Not very likely.
She'd give it to me.
Is that question number 2?
Number 2.
I say yes.
Oh. Gotta get lucky once in your
Bobby?
Life.
Bobby?
It's an article of wearing apparel.
No, you can't wear this. Miss Bernard?
Is it raspberry?
Not in the form of raspberries, no.
Well, you said his wife would give it to him, so I just...
I don't know. We must check into the home life of the Pelezis. Mr. Vandeventer?
Is it edible?
No, you can't eat this. Vandeventer?
Is it made of wood?
Made of wood. Ordinarily. Frankly, always. Bobby?
Is it a class question?
Class question. It's.
Would you find it in an average kitchen?
Yeah, I think you would.
Rolling
Mr.
pins.
Mr. Levin? Yes. Rolling pins, you say, Bobby? All right, now I will ask you, Mr. Pelezi, would your wife give it to you?
She has.
I don't know if it's done much good. I don't know that you're doing quite so well tonight, Mr. Pelezi.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Are you really?
Yes.
Having a good time, are you? Well, of course, there's always the Mexican League, Mr. Pelezi.
Yes, I'm liable to jump.
Sure.
Wouldn't I look funny playing second base in the Mexican 20 question?
That would be very good. You'd probably get paid more. Subject number 7 was thought up by Howard Zimmerman, whose home is in Brooklyn, New York, and this subject is mineral.
Bill is thinking about a subject in English literature, Silas Marner's gold.
All right, let's see if you can get this as easily as Bobby did the rolling pin. This is tough. Vandeventer?
Is it metallic?
Yes, it's metal. Bobby?
Does it exist?
Today?
Yes.
No. Vandeventer?
Was it fictional?
Was fictional. Miss Renard?
Was it in
fiction, Bobby?
Did it have anything to do with the Knights?
With the Knights?
Yes.
You mean K-N-I-G-H-T-A?
Yes.
Or N-I?
You know, the ones that fight with spears and stuff like that.
Oh, the men that go out and
fight.
Oh,
fair
ladies. That kind of knight.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why they called the first woman Eve. Did you know that? Because all the Knights came after
her.
It had nothing to do with the Knights, Bobby. Call, excuse me.
Yeah, I will.
Vandeventer?
He's in a daze.
Oh, daze and night. Good.
Was this,
All right, now let's...
You can't guess him, you have to say something.
Yes. Let's settle down to business here. We've got 5 questions moving toward this subject. Vandeventer.
Was this written by a definite particular person as distinguished from groups of people? Or
no, it's written by a specific person. A subject in fiction written by a specific person. Mr. Knight.
Was it in English fiction?
Yes.
Was it by Shakespeare?
No. We always get that question, don't we?
Sometimes it's right.
That's right. Mr. Karen knows that. Bobby?
Was it by Scott?
No, not by Scott. Mr. Blaise?
I was going to say Dickens. Should I say Dickens?
Well, you've already said Dickens. Now, that is 10 questions.
Oh, was it Dickens?
No, I'm sorry. It was not Dickens. Vandeventer?
Well, is this in contemporary English fiction?
Contemporary? You mean, is the author living?
Well, yes.
No.
Or in recent years, he doesn't have to be living to be contemporary.
No, it's scarcely considered contemporary.
We're after the object, aren't we? Excuse me.
We're after the subject. Subject.
Yes, I mean the subject.
Piece of fiction. That question doesn't count.
No.
Bobby?
Is it in a classic?
Yes, it's a classic. And if you'll either have had it pretty soon in high school, or have got it now, Bobby.
Is it in the title of this book?
No, the subject is not in the title of the book. The thing we're after is not in the title of the book.
Was this author living about the same time as Dickens?
Later, I believe.
Later than Dickens?
Yes.
Was it in a poem?
No, it's in was not in a poem. My better nature gets up there every so often. Mr. Levin?
Was it a sharp object?
No, not sharp. We have 3 questions left.
Vandeventer? Has it been established? This is not a question. Has it been established that this was manufactured?
I think it was established that it was not in its natural state, which would presuppose some human type of processing on it, I guess. That ends our non-questionable colloquy, does it, Mr. Vandeventer?
Yeah.
All right, no charge. We're just as we started.
No, we're not. We're worse off.
Bobby?
Was it written by Stevenson?
No, I'm sorry. It was not written by Stevenson. 2 questions left. The subject is in the fiction. You know, you've been trying to locate who wrote it. This is a toughie.
Well, if we knew who wrote it, we might know what he wrote about.
That's right, Miss Renard. But you don't know who wrote it yet, do you?
No, I don't know what he wrote about.
Vandeventer?
Was it Kipling?
No, it wasn't Kipling. There's only 1 question left. So you might just as well take a shot on this. Vandeven?
Was it the chains inside the Tower of London hidden by the door of the Tower of London?
Is that why London Bridge is falling down? No, I'm awfully sorry. It was the gold that belonged to Silas Marner in the story by George Eliot. And that, I think, was a fairly tough one. Howard Zimmerman, a 16-year-older, incidentally, of Brooklyn, New York, thought that up. And to Howard Zimmerman, in addition to Paget Magazine for the rest of his life, which should be a long time, we're going to send 5 record albums consisting of the latest recorded hits to Howard Zimmerman. Congratulations, Howard. Now I'm going to move into what I call quickies. We only have a few minutes left. We're going to see how long it takes you to get these subjects. Our first quickie is animal.
Bill Slater is thinking of that famous Texan, Sam Houston.
Everybody knows what it is now. Let's see how fast we can get it.
Is it a man?
Yep.
Is he in the sports world?
No.
Is he in the military world?
Yes.
Is he an American?
Yes.
Is he a 5-star general?
No.
Is he living?
No.
Patton. Is it Patton?
No.
Did he fight in this war?
No.
Civil War?
No.
First World War?
No.
Revolution?
No.
Did he fight in a war?
Yes.
In the Spanish-American War?
No.
Was he American?
Yes. We asked that.
Was he in the Army?
That wasn't a professional soldier. He was in...
He said he was in military.
That's right. That's right. But he was not did not make a profession of being a soldier.
Or was he a cowpuncher, a westerner?
He was a westerner. He wasn't a cowpuncher.
Was it Custer?
No, it wasn't Custer.
Buffalo Bill?
Not quite.
Kit Carson?
No.
Well, did he have to do with Indians?
No, not primarily.
Was it Fremont?
No.
Was he on the side of law and order?
Yes.
Sam Houston?
Sam Houston is right. Very good. A minute and 10 seconds to get Sam Houston. That was not an easy subject, you see. All right, let's try this next one here. This next one, quickie I've thought up. I think it's a very entrancing little one. This is primarily mineral and vegetable.
The panel will try to guess Waikiki Beach.
All right, we've just got a minute to go now. Let's see if we can get this in a minute.
Is it a body of water?
No. You're close, though.
Is it manufactured?
No.
An area of land?
Yes.
Is it in the United States?
No, not the United States proper.
Is it a mountain?
No.
Is it an island?
It's part of one.
Is it in Alaska?
No.
Is it in the Hawaiian?
Yes.
Is it Diamond Head?
No, but you're not too far away.
Pearl Harbor?
Not exactly.
Is it the beach of Waikiki?
The beach of Waikiki. You're both right. Now
I can get back in the house tonight.
It would only take you 30 seconds to get to the beach at Waikiki, and I think you did a very, very good job tonight. It's a sort of a historic evening at that, because we sent out 3 grand prizes tonight, which I think is more than we have ever sent out before, but they were tough questions. Enjoyed it a lot, however. Next week, friends, we'll be playing 20 questions again at the same time over most of these stations, and if you've enjoyed our program, you will enjoy reading Paget Magazine on sale at all newsstands. Now, here's Robert Martin to tell you how to submit your subjects. Bob?
Thank you, William Slater. Just write the name of a subject to be identified on a postcard. Mail it with your name and address to 20 Questions in care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18. A year subscription to Paget Magazine will be awarded for any subject used. In case of duplication or similarity, the decision of our judges will be final and all entries become our property. Should you submit some subject that cannot be identified by our questioners within 20 questions, you'll receive a special surprise prize plus a lifetime subscription to Paget Magazine. Tune in again next week when Fred Van Deventer, Florence Renard, Herb Palasi, and Bobby McGuire try to identify the subjects you suggest. Our guest for next week is Mr. Howard Dietz, Advertising and Publicity Director of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is Bob Martin speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hi, this is Bob Hastings.